On today's very special episode of the Intergalactic Space Traveler's Journal, the esteemed, giant-brained, genius person, Humboldt Ploverkitten, will interview himself. Could be good.
Welcome to the Intergalactic Space Traveler's Journal.
Would you agree that the genius is both unfathomable and beguiling? I would. Well, that is exactly why I've decided that the only person worth interviewing me is me, Humboldt Ploverkitten. Genius person. This interview took the place over an extremely taxing 11 minutes during which I let the cat out and made tea while asking myself a series of questions for which I simply requested, nay, demanded answers. The following document is what transpired. Good morning, Humboldt. How do? And why? My splendid genius Ploverkitten mind feels in terrific form. To put a finer point on it, my brain contains a 1 followed by 26 zero molecules and therefore is the most complex system in the known universe, let it be said. Outstanding. Glad I asked you. You're not hard to look at either, just saying. Tell me, Humboldt, what is the single most important thing one should know about the universe? It is that, although the universe started out with a big bang, it most assuredly will end with a whimper. I call this the Humboldt theory of the small whimper theory. I've used theory twice there. You see what I've done? The universe will continue to expand into infinity when all matter will eventually be so distant the night sky will appear featureless and black from every vantage point. Its energy will burn out, leaving all universal matter, stars, planets, etc., cold, dark, and alone in an unfathomable, vast, silent vacuum of space. This will, in all likelihood, also be my fate. But I digress. Where was I? Oh. It will continue to get colder and colder until the temperature throughout the universe reaches absolute zero. At absolute zero, all movement stops and there's literally no energy anywhere. The maximum state of entropy, or the small whimper. Phew. Hard. Jeez. I wouldn't want to be around for that. Tell me, what sort of timeline we be looking at for that to happen? Longer than the largest number we have, which incidentally is a googol, a 1 followed by 100 zeros. What is the shortest unit of time ever? Well, good question. It is unquestionably the time it takes a light particle to cross a hydrogen molecule, which is 247 zeptoseconds, a zeptosecond being a trillionth of a billionth of a second, if you would prefer, a decimal point followed by 20 zeros and a 1. Have you ever solved the legendary maths question 6? Indeed, I have. With nothing but a pencil and a fine-tooth comb. Whew! All right, Humboldt, here's a deucedly rummy riddle for you. It takes 5 elves 5 minutes to wrap 5 presents. How long would it take 50 elves to wrap 50 presents? 5 minutes, for God's sake, man, at least try. One final question for you, dear Ploverkitten. What is the most difficult question in the world? Who am I? Well, it's been an honor and a privilege to spend 11 glorious minutes exploring my own very large brain. For your enjoyment, and for that, I owe thanks to me, Humboldt Plover Clinton, genius person. Perhaps I will take myself out for brandy and a piece of pie. I rather like pie.
A quote by Neil deGrasse Tyson. The universe is under no obligation to make sense to you. Hope you enjoyed this deucedly rummy episode 8 of the Intergalactic Space Traveler's Journal. Today you heard the voices of Jeff Farquharson and Jeff Farquharson, Liz Franklin, and Jeff Bennett. Created and produced by Jeff Bennett and Andre Hirtz. Audio production and original music by Andre Hirtz. Tune in for episode 9, where the topics of the day will be gravitational lensing, as well as other cosmic phenomena, including interplanetary vacations. Could be good.